Pharisees loved their money. They really loved it. It meant the world to them. And because they mistakenly believed that riches demonstrated that God was pleased with them, they equated wealth with good spiritual standing before God. And by the same reasoning, they erroneously concluded that poverty was evidence of God's displeasure. So when they heard Jesus say, "You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money," they scoffed at him. They sneered at him, ridiculed him, poured scorn on him. And Jesus hits the nail right on the head when he replies to them, "You like to appear righteous in public, but God knows your hearts." In other words, you guys are all about image, how you look to other people. But God knows your hypocrisy. He knows what's really going on underneath the outward show. Sadly, the Pharisees lived their lives believing that all would be well with them in the next life because they had God on their side, or so they thought. And they reckoned that poor people were sinners under God's disapproval who would get their just deserts when they passed from this life to the next. So we've met the audience. We've noted the context. Let's now go on to the main part of today's message. Let's hear the story. Luke chapter 16, first of all, verses 19 to 21. Again, the New Living Translation. Jesus said, "There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores." Here we have two men, and they couldn't have been more different. But the fact that one man was rich and the other was poor is not the point of the story. So let's see what we can learn about them. There was a certain rich man. What does it mean to be rich? Well, I suppose it depends on your perspective. If you don't have very much in the bank, then you think somebody with twice as much or 10 times as much is rich. If you happen to be the head of some fantastically successful corporation, then you perhaps don't think that somebody who's earning a bit less than you or has a bit less than you is rich. It's all relative. So let's just say, for sake of argument, that this rich man was a guy who had an excess of good things, an excess of good things. And he was splendidly clothed in purple. Now, in ancient times, purple was a very expensive dye. And clothes with purple in them were believed to convey high status. This was the most expensive fabric you could get. And fine linen. So this man wore expensive purple on the outside and expensive fine linen underneath. I read somewhere that 1 ounce of fine linen was worth 1 ounce of gold, and it was called woven air. It was very light, but incredibly expensive. And this man lived each day in luxury. Sumptuous banquets, the best of everything. Not just now and again, which would be quite nice, but every day. Now, at this point, the Pharisees who were listening to this story would probably have been favorably impressed with this rich man, as from their perspective, he was obviously blessed or favored by God. Perhaps they even saw themselves in this description. And if so, they wouldn't be far wrong. But look what comes next, verses 20 to 21. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. What a contrast to the man we've just been talking about. Here we have a man who lay at the rich man's gate, possibly because he had been brought there by others. Maybe he was so weak he couldn't walk, or perhaps he was crippled, but he was brought there and he was laid there, he was put there. He's poor, suggesting that he's in need of charitable help. His body is covered with sores, indicating that he's ill, he's in pain, and he's longing. Notice that word there. He is longing for scraps from the rich man's table, suggesting that he's ravenously hungry, but he's not being fed. And dogs would come and lick his open sores. And these dogs were not your cute little domesticated variety. They were either wild street dogs or perhaps guard dogs who belonged to the rich man. And having his sores, his open sores, licked by these dogs, might actually have given this poor man some relief. Apparently, saliva, including dog's saliva, contains certain antibiotics which help wounds to heal. So having dogs lick his infected sores was actually a help to him. And it looks from what we've just read, this was the only help that he was going to get. Except